Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا Now here's the part. ووضع الكتاب And the book is presented. اقرأ كتابك ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون They see the book, they get scared and trembling because of everything. ويقولون يا ويلتنا يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا They look in this book and they see every You know, sometimes the youth, they joke around with each other. Someone behind his back, they start making like, you know, gestures, right? Even this small one is there, is recorded. And the Kabira is recorded. What's going on with this book? Does not miss anything. You know, I give the health school a class every Thursday. So I was telling them today about the Day of Judgment. And then one of the youth, subhanAllah, this youth, this generation, they have questions that blow your mind, you know. He said, Sheikh, what happened if there are sins that I forgot? Because, you know, I might die at 70, 80, and I committed a sin at 17. How can I forget that? I told him, Habibi, you think Allah forgot about this? It is in Surah, which Surah? Al-Mujadila. What did Allah say? أحصاه الله ونسوه شاطر خالد Allah have already recorded it and you have forgotten it. So ya akhwan, may Allah protect us, ya Allah. May Allah make us from the people who get the book in their right hand. May Allah make us from the people when they look at the book, they get so happy. ها أمقرأ كتابي إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابي فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين سبحان الله So we go back to our surah, surah al-sajda and last week we did ayat al-sajda And we spoke everything about sajda except the most important thing. What is the dua that you make in sajda? We said the sajda tilawa, you can do it, it is preferable to do it with wudu, facing the qibla, putting your hijab on tahara and all that. But it is not a must. You can do that, you can do sujood tilawa without the wudu and without facing the qibla if you are stuck or, you know, it's not a must, it's not a shart like salat. Sujood tilawa is not a salat. It's not salat. Okay. So what do we say? One brother reminded me, said, Sheikh, you covered everything about sujood tilawa except the most important thing. What do we say in sujood tilawa? You can just say whatever you say in every sujood. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. But there is a specific dua for sujood tilawa, which is, who knows it? Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa sawwarah wa shaqqa sam'ahu وبصره بحوله وقوته فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Anybody wants this dua, let me know. سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وصوره, the one who created it and the one who يعني figured it, and وشق سمعه وبصره, and the one who gave me the hearing and the vision, بحوله وقوته, and just like from لا حول ولا قوة إلا, from with his might and his power, فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. So this is the dua in sujood التلاوة. If you do not know it, سبحان ربي الأعلى is sufficient. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the one innama yu'minu bi ayatina alladhina idha dhukiru biha kharru sujadan. Subhanallah. And we spoke about the word kharru. Kharru is falling down in speed and falling down without thinking. Kharru sujadan. Right? And then, subhanallah, right after this ayah, about the people whom exclusively they are mu'mineen, and exclusively when they hear the ayat of Allah, they fall in sujood. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. We spoke about تَتَجَافَ last week. Just briefly, I want to repeat a very important statement. I said last week that when you're standing up and you get tired, you sit down. When you sit down and you're still tired, you lie down. When you lie down and you're still tired, the only thing that's going to make you really rest is to sleep. Right? So imagine Allah is telling us that they are favoring that peak of rest to go and be alone with Allah Azza wa Jal in Qiyam. These are the kind of people. So today I want to tell you, or tonight I want to tell you about, Ya Akhwan, the importance and the huge reward of performing Qiyam. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. They are يعني, hardly sleeping. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Al-Dhariyat, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah, when he was praising the muttaqeen, he said they hardly slept. قَلِيلًا, they sleep very little. And what are they doing at the time of suhoor? They're making istighfar. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ, at the time of suhoor, which is in the last third of the night, they are making istighfar. They are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. May Allah make us among them, Ya Akhwan. So the importance of Qiyam al-Layl. So listen to me, because now we are coming to the season where it is the easiest time of the year to perform Qiyam and to perform Siyam. You know, there's our righteous predecessors, they used to say, الربيع الشتاء الشتاء ربيع المؤمن. Winter is the spring of the believer. The day is short, he fast, and the night is long, he prays Qiyam. That's why the mu'min, he looks forward for the winter. He looks forward for the winter. The days, 6:30 till 5:30, 11 hours of fasting, which is nothing. And Qiyam, imagine, from 5:30 to 6:30, 13 hours of Qiyam. So let's start to train ourselves to perform this great ibadah that Rasulullah SAW said, the best salat after what we just prayed now, the fard, is salat al-qiyam. The best salat after fajr, duhur, asr, maghrib, isha, the fard, is salat al-qiyam. That's number one. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to these five rewards. Each one is better than the other for the person who pray Qiyam. I want you, myself and you, to leave tonight with the intention that I am going to change my life and become from the people. I hear a lot of people speak about tahajjud and Qiyam.
tonight, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to leave the masjid becoming one of them. Say ameen, inshallah. All right. Listen to this. Ishaq ibn Mansur narrated from Israel with his another chain from Bilal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, hold fast to Qiyam al-Layl. Hold fast to Qiyam al-Layl. Because it is the practice of the righteous. It is the practice of the righteous. So immediately, your label, you are a righteous person if you pray Qiyam. And it is a means of getting close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Qiyam al-Layl bring you close to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the means for prevention from sin. The more we pray Qiyam, the harder it is for the person to commit sins. It is an expiation for bad deeds. It erases bad deeds. And, subhanAllah, listen to the last one. And a barrier of the body against diseases. Close to Allah, erase sins, stay away from the major sins, and also you have a full coverage insurance. SubhanAllah. So if someone comes and tells you, Allah, ya Shaykh, I'm feeling very sick all the time, and all, yeah, of course you tell them, go see a doctor, but at the same time, he said, you know what, I'm going to prescribe something for you. Get me a piece of paper. 2 rak'ahs at 3 a.m., 3 rak'ahs at 5 a.m., and see me in 1 week. 3 rak'ahs mean that witr, right? Keep your witr till the end. You know, remember we spoke about this before. The witr is of 3 levels. Salat al-witr, 3 levels. Good, better, best. Good, you pray it now. That's good. After you finish your Isha. Better, when? Before sleeping. Awsani khalili. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, Awsani khalili. Look at this beautiful term. He said, my best friend gave me a wasiyah. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them is fast 3 days of every month. And make sure you pray witr before you sleep. And the best one is when you finish your tahajjud before Fajr. Yani you get up, Fajr is at 6:05, 6, something like that. You get up at 5:30, you pray 2 rak'ah of Qiyam, and then you pray your witr, and you're ready for your Fajr. Right? That is the best form of witr. Tayyib. Third, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, there's an hour at night in which no Muslim will ask Allah for the good in this world or the next, except Allah will give it to him. Ya akhwan, wallahi, we always, always have so many things that we want achieved.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Ya Sheikh, my son. Ya Sheikh, my daughter. Ya Sheikh, my wife. Ya Sheikh, my husband. Ya Sheikh, my parents. Ya Sheikh, the job. Ya Sheikh, my health. What is the Sheikh going to do? Wallahi, get up, hick, few minutes, half an hour, 1 hour before Fajr. And instead of Ya Sheikh, say Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, you know what I'm going through. Ya Allah, you know what I'm going through more than myself. Ya Allah, I beg you at this time. Ya Allah, I beg you. Yani, you left the peace and the comfort of your bed to stand up and pray and beg Allah Azza wa Jal. You think he will disappoint you. Wallahi, he will not disappoint. But most of the people, they rush. إنكم قوم تستعجلون. You rush. Ya Shaykh, remember the last time I came to you with all these problems, you told me to perform Qiyam? I did Qiyam, nothing happened. How many times, Shaykh? Wallahi, يعني, you could say two nights almost. Wallahi, what is this? Like, remember I did last time, said Amazon order. What is my order, ya akhi? I placed an order, what's going on? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What is this? What is the respect, ya akhi? Where is the hope in Allah? Where is the raja? Where is the yaqeen? Where is the tawakkul? Where is the trust? Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So, Rasulullah SAW, another reason. The first hadith, if somebody asks you in a trivia question, what is the first hadith that Rasulullah SAW said when he got to Medina? O people, afshu salam, wa at'imu at'am, wa sallu bil layl, wa nasu niyam. إيش تدخلون الجنة بسلام. That's the first hadith that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned when he got to Medina. Spread salam, feed each other, pray. Imagine that's the first thing he told the people of Medina. And he still did that. They have not. And this is the first thing they know about Islam. Talking about Qiyam. And this is the last thing we discuss, because this is like, that's the first thing, that's the first hadith. And pray Qiyam while people are sleeping, you will enter Jannah in peace. So it's a key to enter Jannah. Plus, you remember the hadith of the Ghuraf? There's a place in Jannah called Ghuraf. This Ghuraf, غُرَفٌ مَبْنِيَّةٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا غُرَفٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا غُرَفٌ مَبْنِيَّةٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Those غُرَف, they are special VIP mansions in Jannah. Ya Rasulullah, لِمَنْ هِيَ? Who are these غُرَف for? Who remember? Four things. We discussed this hadith many times. Those غُرَف, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are for a person that does four things. Number one, no. أطاب الكلام. His kalam is tayyib. Beautiful speech. وأطعم الطعام. وأدام الصيام. وصلى بالليل. والناس نيام. Whoever these four becomes a habit, always cheerful, smiling, his speech is kind and loving. He feeds others. He fasts constantly. Finishes Monday, he fasts Thursday. Finishes Thursday, he fasts three white days. Ashura, Arafah. And the last one, he prays at night while people are sleeping. Those people, they will get the VIP mansions in Jannah. Tayyib. Subhanallah. Listen to this. I had a sister who came to my office a few weeks ago, and she said, "Wallahi, you don't know what you have until you hear someone else." She said, "Sheikh, do you know what's my biggest dream for my husband to do?" I said, "No, wallahi, sister, I don't know." She said, "To apply this hadith." I said, "Which hadith?" She said, "The hadith, no man who gets up in the middle of the night and he wakes up his wife for tahajjud, except the rahmah descends upon that household." Imagine, that's her dream from her husband. Not a car, a house. She wants her husband to wake her up so they can apply this hadith. Because Rasulullah said, "Ma min rajul," no man who gets up in the middle of the night and wakes up his wife to pray Qiyam, except the rahmah descends رحم الله امرئ قام من الليل. رحمة of Allah would descend upon someone who gets up in the middle of the night and he wakes up his spouse. And that same thing applies to the wife. If she gets up in the middle of the night and she wakes up her husband. Now imagine that is the reward for waking up your wife or the wife waking up her husband for Qiyam. Can you imagine the reward for waking up for Fajr? That's an optional, right? So the Rahmah descend on that house where they wake up for optional. How about when they wake up for Fard? Tayyib. One more, inshallah. Now listen to this. This is what you're going to do tonight. Rasulullah SAW said, whoever goes to his bed, and I think up to now it's all of us, whoever goes to his bed intending to get up for Qiyam. Okay? Let's all apply this hadith, please. I beg you. Ya Allah, I never prayed Qiyam before. Tonight, inshallah, after this class, it's the night of Friday. It's a blessed night. I'm going to perform Qiyam. So whoever, this is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, goes to bed intending to pray Qiyam at night, then sleeping overwhelms him. And he put the alarm, he asked the wife to wake him up, she asked her son to wake her up, and something happened, and they did not wake up. What happens? He will be recorded that he has prayed Qiyam, and his sleep will be recorded as charity. You see the power of intention? The power of intention. So make the intention. Don't make the intention you stay watching movies till 4 a.m. Ya Allah, my intention, Qiyam ya Sheikh. Habibi, you're not going to wake up, not even for Fajr. No, you go home, you sit down with your family, and then you put the alarm. I'm getting up Fajr 6:05. I'm going to put 5:20. Wudu, pray two rak'ahs, pray my witr, and then I get ready to come to pray the best salat of the week. Salat of Jumu'ah, Salat of Fajr of Jumu'ah in Jama'ah. Okay, what is Qiyam? Quickly. Qiyam, ya akhwan, any Salat, literally, any Salat from now till Fajr is considered Qiyam. And if you get up right now and you say, I want to pray Qiyam now, does that count as Qiyam? Yes. Anything after Isha till Fajr, that whole 10, 12, 8, 7 hours are considered Qiyam. And Allah ordered His Messenger, who's guaranteed Jannah, قُمْ اللَّيْلَ, make Qiyam all night except a little bit, and he sleep a little bit only. So what do we say? So make the intention. Now, listen to this. I'm going to make it so easy for you. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, مَنْ قَامَ بِعَشْرِ آيَاتِ عشري آيات. Whomsoever perform قيام with 10 آية يعني فاتحة and إخلاص لم يكن من الغافلين. He is not غافل. He is not heedless. He will be recorded not heedless. ومن قام بمئة آية, and whomsoever make قيام with 100 آية, maybe عما النازعات مع الفاتحة بيطلعوا 100. كتب من القانتين, كان من القانتين. He is from the devout ones, different level يعني. وَمَنْ قَامَ بِأَلْفِ آيَةٍ, and whomsoever pray Qiyam with 1,000 آيَةٍ, who will be, who, what's his category? المقنطرين, يعني the owners of قناطير, يعني forget about it, يعني heavy duty, reward. Remember what we said? Who remembers what is 1,000 آيَةٍ? تبارك أنعم. Is 1,000 ayah. Habibi, forget about 1,000 ayah. Forget about 1,000 ayah. Let's start with 10 ayah. And then move up tomorrow, 20, 30, 40. Then you get to the 100 and you stay there for like 6 months. Then you move, maybe one night in Ramadan you do 1,000 ayah. So, subhanAllah, it's an amazing ibadah. And keep in mind, One of the best things is, like we said, when I get sick or I travel, when we get sick or we travel, whatever we used to do, whether it's siyam, whether it's qiyam, whether it's tahajjud, whatever it is, I used to be steady in coming to Fajr and Jama'ah. I traveled. I couldn't find a masjid. I did not go. I don't even have to go because the Jum'ah even drops from the Musafir. How about regular Salat? You can pray it at home, at hotel, whatever. I got very sick and I used to come from to the masjid. I'm from the people of Fajr. I come every day. And I got very sick. I skipped a week. COVID came and I did not come for 6 months. Imagine, look at this loss for the people of COVID. Imagine, because you were not from the people of the masjid and COVID came, you are not recorded every day, and the brothers used to come every single day, even though COVID prohibited them from coming to the masjid, it will be recorded every day they came to the masjid. So you see how important it is to develop a habit? So let's develop the habit of qiyam. May Allah accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the qa'imeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the sa'imeen. May Allah make our last deeds our best deeds. And our last words, la ilaha illallah. May Allah protect our community. May Allah give victory to our brothers in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give relief to our brothers and sisters that are suffering all over the world. Jazakum Allah khair. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.